Blog Talk Radio.
Trampled, and it's not always just a racism thing, a black thing. It's like, look, you ain't going before me. I don't give a shit if you black, white, yellow, brown, red, green, Martian, from Jupiter, Zotox. I don't care where you from. I'm getting the fuck on the body here, me and mine. Hey, yo, you, my baby and my kids, come on over here. We getting on this train. We getting on this train. Everybody can't go at the same time. Everybody can't go at the same time. Anyway, so let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Sunday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is a Sunday. This is a show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see how the universe projects us into this thing called world, the world, and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. I'm so glad to be here. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Let's go. Black Americans in the Ukraine. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that? Have you thought about the Ukraine? Just keep it a buck. You can tell me. Because I ain't going to lie. I didn't really think about the Ukraine in terms of their black population or what they might do or might not do to black people. I ain't on front. All I know is that no matter what happens over there, dealing with Russia and Madman Putin, World War III is imminent upon us. So whether white people like us or dislike us won't matter in a minute. Because in a minute, with the threat of nuclear war, with nuclear weapons being used, it won't matter whether you are black or white or Asian or anything like that. You all going to die. On the flip side of that, we're all trying to live. Right now is a time when I'm personally only thinking about survival. I'm not thinking about no social causes right now. I'm only thinking about, yo, you know, we ain't never had a war fought over here on this soil, except the Civil War. We don't know what it's like to see soldiers in different uniforms over here. We never seen it. We never seen a tank over here that wasn't an American tank. We've never seen soldiers with emblems, stripes, medals, or flag of a different country. We've never seen that. Never. Not even for a visit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not even for a visit. Any other world leader that has ever come to America, and you know they don't really be coming over here. We go over there. We go see them. Damn. Yo, do we ever have other world leaders come to the United States? Honestly, did Nelson Mandela ever come to the United States? We know that none of our enemies or so-called enemies have ever come over here. We never saw Hugo Chavez, may he rest in peace. Never, we never saw him on American soil. Fidel Castro, may he rest in peace. We never saw him on American soil. You know damn well Kim Jong-un is not coming over to the United States. No way. Even our friendly leaders, so-called, have we ever had them come to the United States? Has Queen Elizabeth ever come to the United States? Has anybody ever been invited to the White House? Real shit. Not even being facetious here. I never really thought about that. Have we ever seen an American president filmed with a foreign leader in America? Here. In Washington, D.C. Okay. TK Wright says, yes, we do have world leaders. They have come. Yeah? Who? And I'm not even saying who, like, challenging you. I really want to know who, because none are coming to my, they're not coming. You know, it's a security thing. It really is. So how much security are we giving up in order for other world leaders to come? Now, I know we've had the Pope come here, and you know, there's a lot of security clearance when it comes to the Pope. But he's not a political leader, ain't elected by the people. But who? Who has come here? Who has come here? I'm thinking in my mind, any pictures that I can remember. Who has come here? Even the president of France. I don't ever remember him being here. T. Carey Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples coming directly into your sight and Sky Mile. They've beaten Africans, blacks at the Polish border. That's what the video said. Now, I don't, you know, listen, I'm as pro-black as they come, but I'm also as pro-real about black people as they come. Because, you know, now, Africans, they're beating Africans at the border. Africans. Today, we're talking about black Americans. I don't have anything against Africans in the least. But we're talking about black Americans. So what we got? What we got? You know? I know that there are black Americans over in the Ukraine in what type, in what kind of numbers, I'm unsure. But every time we hear about black people being mistreated around the world, we're talking about Africans. I'm just keeping it a buck, you know, like when we hear about when they were getting mistreated in China, it was Africans. When I heard about them, what everywhere they go, you know, got some problem with Africans. But I'm talking about Americans because, you know, no disrespect, but nobody has been mistreated worse than the black American before or after. You know what we went through in slavery, and I know what we went through post-slavery. And the biggest, greatest enemy to black people has been white Americans. Nobody has fucked us up more than them. But we always running, getting in their face and trying to be like them and looking for their validation and their confirmation and their sympathy and their love. And, you know, we got niggas like Kanye West, you know, striving to be down with the white man. So when I talk, when these videos start surfacing about the whole Ukrainian situation, I'm like, so this is what we doing, black Americans? This is what we doing? So now, you know, because it don't take nothing for black Americans to separate from each other. We, like I said on these shows before, we should get a job separating. But now, if you have any sympathy or if you feel some kind of way about the Russian invasion over in the Ukraine, now you some kind of Sambo. You some kind of sellout. Meanwhile, this is what I know. The hell with everything else. This is what I know. Whether you have sympathy for the Ukrainian or not, if Putin and Russia keep advancing on Ukraine and they start to beat Ukraine, because from what I understand, Ukraine is holding their own for now. They've been pushing back, fighting back, and it looks like that they are causing more casualties than they are taking, according to news reports. But if the Russians start to really play hardball and start whipping on that ass, we're going to have World War III. Because ain't no way that the United States ain't going to jump in there and get some of that money. And yeah, I'm talking about money because all wars are fought over money, whether you know it or not, or like it or not, or recognize it or not, or acknowledge it or not. All wars are fought over money. So that's why, that's the reason why America always tries to get in a war. Because you can go into the whatever country is at war, whatever, or that we're at war with, and steal all their natural resources and all of their resources that aren't natural, you know. I don't know if you've seen some of the gifts that they got from Iraq when they went on in there. Gold, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, gold, oil, you know. Anyway. So, in World War III, like I said, I'm only thinking about survival. When in times of peace, I got time to think about black and white relations. I got time to think about things like fairness and racism and discrimination and hatred and hate crimes and lack of opportunities and the imbalance of educational opportunities and housing and finances and things like that. In a war that I'm going to be in, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Either you fighting with me or you fighting against me. Now, what's it going to be? What's it going to be? So I'm watching that situation over in the Ukraine with war eyes. Like, they turned one of the missiles over here. We ain't ready for this shit. There's too many niggas over here doing nothing but smoking loud and opening up dispensaries and you know what I mean? And you know, worrying about crab legs and how come we can't get no more PUA money and all that kind of shit. Unfortunately, we're not ready for war. We ain't even ready for peace. But that's my personal feelings on it. You know? We got to get our shit together, niggas. Niggas got to get their shit together. And we have failed to get our shit together in any situation, bar none. I don't know of any situation that we have been able to get ourselves together collectively. Not even close. Not even 20%. Real shit. So, without us getting our shit together ever here, we worried about Africans over in Ukraine. Now, I know for a fact that there are enough Africans in Africa to worry about Africa and Africans. I know it. And then I also know that there are about somewhere between 30 and 50 million official black people in the United States. I think that there are more than that, but they're saying that we're only, what, 13% of the population, some shit like that. I know that we're more than that. Out of 300 million people, you ain't going to tell me we don't have 50 million black people here. But, you know, the census says what it says. So we have more than enough black people here to worry about our own struggle. We have more than enough black people in the United States to have our own nation, a sovereign nation, strong with our own money, our own resources, our own mass production and manufacturing. We ain't on that tight time, but we have that. So we have enough people to worry about our own problems. Instead, we continue to create our own problems and worry about everybody else's problem. I guess being sympathetic or apathetic about the situation, our personal situation, I guess you could say that in our frustration with not being able to fix our own situation, we figured that we can help somebody else fix theirs, because it seems so easy to help fix somebody else's situation, and we seem to have a total inability to fix our own. So we're going to put our own on the shelf for a minute. You know what they say, the needle is always stronger in the other arm. They say something like that. The needle is always stronger in the other arm. Okay. Let me see. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, my good to see me, some, you. That's T-R-U with the E at the end. Thanks for coming through, friend. It's always good to see you. So love I send right to you. To your brain and your heart, you know how it goes. You from the beginning and the start. All right, y'all. So let me see. This is what we're talking about. TK Wright says, look up diplomatic visits in the U.S. Okay. All right. Sky Miles says, I know because I'm... Oh, you must be African. Okay, he says, I know because in my country is where the slaves came from to the Americas. Sure about that? something. You know. Scott Mouth says the U.S. will jump in soon. Russia has China. Yeah, there's a lot going on. To this day, though, there's something that we have to take into consideration. By the way, what's up, my man, Ja Biggs? Thanks for coming through. Good to see you, kid. Glad you came on, Bob. You know, I'm glad you did. Sky Mouse says, yes, we still have the post with chains and prisons. What part of Africa are you talking about? I'm interested to see this. What part of Africa are you talking about where they have this evidence that slaves were taken from that country to here? Wait a minute. I don't know that word. Shackles. Okay. Shackles. Very dark history on the West African coast. Yeah, I know that we were supposed to have come from the African coast. I'm just not as sure of that as I used to be. You know, on a non-motorized boat from Africa to the United States, that's a long-ass ride with no motor, no electricity, and it took over a month to be on that boat. It's a long time, because more than likely you came over during the warmer months. How did you keep food fresh? Like, how did you make ice? Yeah, no refrigerator. A lot of questions. Cape Verde. A lot of questions about Cape Verde. Ivory Coast. A lot of questions. Because when you talk to other Africans over in Africa, you know, that stories that have been passed down from generation to generation, you don't hear a lot of stories from Africans talking about how villagers were just missing. They don't have those stories to tell. Like, I'm not saying that no Africans came to the Americas, but certainly not the numbers that they're talking about. We were already here. That's where I'm getting at. We were already here. You know, it is what it is. It is what it is. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? How you feeling, my brother? I see that we have a caller on the line. Caller, I'm going to take you in just a second. Take you in just a second. So this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752. And we're talking about Black Americans and the Ukraine. Black Americans in Ukraine. What is our relationship? What is the relationship between Black Americans and the Ukraine? Do we have any business worrying about that business that's over there? Do we? Well, we're going to find out, talk about it, be about it, go all in and talk about it with me amongst my friends. Let's get into it. If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Once again, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number, and you can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. 319-527-6199. We have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number is 2192. Welcome to the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this afternoon? What's good?
Shalom, brother.
Shalom to you. Peace.
Good topic. I wanna give my little shake on it, because I've been so I had somebody come in last night and kind of pick my brain on it too as well. That's funny that on a lot of things that you just said. I'm gonna try to make a point on most of it. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna start with the point that I just heard of. Some people might get offended when you say, "Oh, slaves didn't come from Africa. We was already here." Yeah, some came from everywhere. Some came from Europe. Some came from Africa. Some came from everywhere. They came here. It was already some here. You know why they came from everywhere? It's because, let me say this. When I say color, I'm using color loosely. Black people were everywhere around this world. The Edomites came from the mountains and started traveling and causing ruckus everywhere they went. Black folks were everywhere amongst us, from all four corners. You know, so yeah, you're not completely wrong. So yeah, it was some black people already here. They just wasn't called black. We wasn't just known as black folks. But black folks' business over in the Ukraine. It's funny that you say that because we have no business with in between those white folks' war, you know. But they like the everything's built off of our back, and if we can't see it, they want everything to be torn down off our back too. We always gonna have some kind of play in. They gonna put us in that we've been fighting their wars for forever now. And the crazy thing is, I just got to talking to somebody about this last night. A lot of people overlook the bad guy because of a lot of shit he say. You know what I'm saying? Which really and truly, most of the time, the loudmouth is not really the bad guy. The loudmouth allowed people to see, yes, the United States is one of the strongest countries there is, but the loudmouth allowed other people to see just how weak the United States could be and the vulnerable points. You know what I'm saying? The vulnerable points of the United States, that's what the loudmouth allowed everybody to see. Because if everybody can remember, when Trump was president, at the end of his sentence, that's where everything was going down. Iran was about to bomb us and all this, like literally, because they went over and killed that man. Whenever they did that mistake, whenever they killed that man, that was against the war policy right there. The reason why we can't fight right now, and the reason why they doing the shit like they doing, they want us to come in. They want America to come in. See, if we come in, that allows China and everybody else to help Russia. They don't want that. China want that. Everybody else want that because they know this could hurt America. If America get in somebody else's war again, that's what they saying. If America get in somebody else's war again, we're going to cap that ass. We're going to make sure America feel this. You know what I'm saying? This is white people's, this is the Edomites' way of getting you into it. They're going to like, hey, if you get in somebody else's business again, we're going to tax that ass. That's basically what everybody doing. They sided with Russia. And plus, the United States been in debt with China for so long. Come on now. Like China basically run the United States. Everything comes from China. China can hurt the United States just by stopping production and all that. Come on now. Then people really gonna feel like they slaves over here once China stop dealing with America. You know what I'm saying? But there's a whole lot that go into it. And I mean, I don't blame the Big Mouth. I used to hate Big Mouth because I ain't really just know what he stands for. But like, he allowed people to see the weak points, and I ain't really tripping on that. Like, and he's still siding with Russia. You know, Big Mouth, he ain't fucking with the Ukraine. He's still siding with Russia. So I ain't tripping on Big Mouth. I don't really hate Big Mouth like that no more. But just like people that tell jokes, you got to look deeper in the jokes. You know what I'm saying? The jokes might be vulgar or some shit like that. But most of the time, jokes have meaning, you know?
Well, here's the thing. You know, the whole thing with Trump is this. Because I have a few things to say about almost every point you made. So maybe I should start from the beginning. All right. Yeah, there are black people all over the world. You're never going to find any.
And I like how you went into, you like, maybe I just start from the beginning.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to break it down. I'll let you know I was listening. There are black people all over the world, in every corner of the world. But we're not indigenous to every place in the world. We're not, you know, every place in the world is not where we call our home. We do have places that we call our home, though. And the Americas is one of those places where we were. We were here. Christopher Columbus came here in 1492, allegedly. And when he came here, he wrote back to Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand that there were black people here already. So all of that shit that our past history told us about him looking for India and whatever, that man had a compass. He had a compass just like everywhere else. He knew where the fuck he was going. You can't go that far. You can't go that far east and think that you was going west.
You know, somebody had to teach him how to read that compass.
You know where the sun is, right?
Yep.
There ain't a sailor in the world that don't know where east, west, north and south is in bases of the sun. They didn't have sophisticated tools, nor did they need them back then. Anyway, when you disconnect the lies from the truth, or the story that's being told versus the story that sounds good, like you know, I posted a video the other day talking about the Rosa Parks story and the young girl. The young girl who refused to get off the bus and got arrested and cased up and all of that shit before Rosa Parks, and how they didn't want to use her as the symbol for the civil rights struggle or the bus boycott because, first of all, she was only 15 years old. Second of all, she was dark-skinned. Third of all, she was pregnant. But she refused to get off of that bus. The cops came. She said that it was her constitutional right to be able to sit on the bus and not surrender her seat. She got arrested. She got cased up and all of that shit. And they used Rosa Parks for the story. And I'm only saying that to say that the stories that we use are for the convenience of the people who are telling them. There's money involved. There's not money involved. They didn't use that young girl in order to be the face of the civil rights struggle because they would have been a whole lot of explaining to do. I mean, think about it. You know how they used to say when young girls used to get pregnant back in the day, they would send them down south? Well, she was already down south. Where was they going to send her? Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. So anyway, so the whole, you know, black Americans came from Africa shit, we got to dead all of that because there's just too much documentation that says no the fuck we didn't. But besides the documentation, what's going on? Hold on, Regina 657. We're talking about black Americans in Ukraine. That's what we're talking about this morning. Thanks for coming through on the Instagram side. Appreciate it. But yeah, there's too much documentation that proves that black people were already here. And I mean black people. I'm not talking about Native Americans. We are the Native Americans. We are indigenous, and we are aboriginal. To here. We were here, and they brought more of us here. They took the ones that was from down south and brought them up north, and took the ones that were from up north and put them down south. So you take black people from North America, and they don't speak the same language as the people from South America, and you take the people from South America and put them up in North America where they can't communicate with each other, and you tell them that they was from Africa. They don't fucking know. All they know was a long-ass ride, and it was. So there's a lot more to it. All that transatlantic slave trade, Middle Passage shit, it's bullshit. There's no way we was surviving those voyages down in the belly of ships. You know what I mean? And living in our own feces and urine and disease and all that. None of us would be alive after a month in that bullshit. And the ones that was above the belly of the ships, the ones that were on deck, the white people. How did they survive that shit? What kind of food was they eating? What kind of food did? How did you store enough food to be able to feed all of those people that were allegedly on the ship? And where are the goddamn slave ships? Ain't a goddamn slave ship left over.
You question. See, you interested. That's the only thing. But see, now let me stop you right there. Now I can't agree to a certain extent. I agree with you about some of us being over here, but I do still believe in the Atlantic slave trade. I still believe that happened. You know what I'm saying? I can't not believe that happened.
It's not that
but,
it didn't
but,
happen.
Hold on,
it didn't
on.
Happen
let
in
me
the numbers.
Let me help you describe how they came over. That's the reason why.
Listen to what I'm saying. The transatlantic slave trade did happen. It didn't happen in the numbers that they said it happened. That's the difference.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they boosted the numbers because a lot of people
they
died
boosted
on the way over
like
here.
Crazy.
They even say that.
Yeah.
A lot of people died on the way over here.
They didn't even attempt to bring as many people over here as they say they did. They couldn't. It just wasn't. It wasn't even smart. They didn't even try to. They couldn't do it. But anyway, so as far as what you were talking about with Donald Trump. Regardless of what Donald Trump did, I mean, he was a shitty president. He was never on his job. He was on the TV a lot, but he was never on his job. So I've never seen
you
anybody.
You think he was never on his job?
He was.
He might have been on his job the whole time and nobody ever knows.
How could you be on your job and be on the TV at the same time?
Hey, if I like him for what I like,
showing
him for what he did his job.
Listen. Whether you like Trump it doesn't matter. Evidence is evidence. How can you? They're only 24 hours in the day, and no human being can stay up the whole 24 hours of that day. So if you spend 16 hours of the day on the TV, when the hell are you doing your presidential work? That takes more than 16 hours a day. How are you doing it?
You see how beautiful that is? He that's what I'm saying. He showed all the weak points of the United States. He just showed, I can be a president. I don't have to act as president. And it takes a white man to do that because Obama could not do that. He had to be an upstanding black man. That was the first time a black man was in a public eye. That white man showed his ass, and he did that. I'm not blaming him. I'm not hating
other,
that man for that.
Wait.
I'm glad
all
he did that because
it
shows a lot of people.
My man, all of the presidents were white. They didn't do what he did either.
Exactly. He had to. He showed. That's what I'm saying. He showed his ass, and he showed the weak points of America, bro. That's what I'm telling you.
How did he show the weak points of America? He just showed the weak points
because
of himself.
Because if a president, because everybody outside of America look at the president as kings and queens over here. Look at the president as kings and queens. Now, if the president acts out that way, that means America's weak outside. Like how Africans and Africa people and people in Europe, everybody outside of out of America, how they look at us as the president is over America, basically. If the president showed his ass like that, of course he showed the weakness of America. I'm telling you, that's the reason why they're doing all this right now.
Let me ask you this, my man. Let me ask you this: Do you work a 9-to-5 job?
That's the beauty of yep.
Do you? I mean, do you or not? I mean, it's yes or no.
Yeah, of course. If I wouldn't work in a 9-to-5, I would be broke just like the rest, right?
No,
I mean,
you can run your own business.
We all slaves in this unit.
No, you can run your own business. Not everybody works a 9-to-5 job. Just because you don't work a 9-to-5 don't mean that you ain't getting money.
Not all own their own business. I'm pretty sure not over 50% of the black population own their own business.
I used to run mine. I used to run my own. So, but that's not.
That's what I'm
reason.
Saying. You're not 50. You're not you you. It's I'm pretty sure it's not 50% of the black population.
It doesn't
that own
have to
their
be. Let me tell you why I asked you that question. If you work a 9-to-5 job, do you see your boss? Do you see your boss working all the time?
No, I don't see him working all the time. I see my managers working. I see my managers. Those are my bosses right there. Those are the only people that I call boss.
Okay.
So I even look at as boss. I don't call them boss, but that's the only person. Those are the only people that I look up as boss. If I can't see you, I don't really know.
Okay. Well, if you don't like the word boss, let's just say manager. Do you see your managers working all the time?
Whenever they come in on my shift, yeah.
Okay. When they take a day off, do y'all have to close for the day?
Nope. I get what you're saying. Business don't stop. It keep going.
That's right. So just because the president ain't working his job, it doesn't mean that the country is weak or that presidential things aren't being done. He has
in
a
our
vice
eyes,
president.
Brother. That's what I'm saying. Right.
Listen,
that's from our perspective.
You think other countries don't understand how governments run? You know, they have governments too. All right then. So just because the head of state isn't on his shit, just because he's acting lazy, just because he's acting like an exhibitionist, just because he's acting out and not on his and not performing his duty, it doesn't mean that the rest of the company is going to go down. He has other people that he pays
to make.
See,
what you're hoping is. See, look, brother, I understand what you're coming from. I understand. I truly do. But see, I also understand is what you're hoping for is a fairy tale. Like you hoping that just one man can't contribute to us as a whole. Yes, what this one man did can contribute to us as a whole, and it can affect everybody. Just that one man.
Break that down.
All it takes is one person. That's what I'm saying.
What one man could ruin America. What one man?
Whoever we talking about. Loudmouth. I'm not putting no names on it. Loudmouth. That's all I'm saying. I understand you saying that, okay, the president can't really just, like, I know there's more people that run America more than just the president. You get what I'm saying? Like, I know deeper than that. It's people that run this whole world. It's 13 families that run this whole world. But I'm not to come back. They know that the president is the idol of America. That's what I'm trying to say. Like you know what I'm saying? And Loudmouth made it to where everybody can come in and they see the weak points and where they can come at. That's all I'm saying. I ain't speaking no more on it. Hey, Loudmouth did enough.
So you're saying that the president of the United States is representative of what's going on in the United States? Is that what you're saying?
Always. What? When is it ain't?
Because I don't think that
especially,
that's true.
Especially to outside viewers. They view America and
they view
our president as a king.
So you basically what you're saying to me is that for people who don't understand how things work, that's the way that's how it really is. Because it doesn't matter whether you if the president of the United States was representative of what's going on in the United States, that means that all the other presidents besides Barack Obama represented that everything in America was going well, right? By that logic. And then when Barack Obama was president, that meant that all the things in America that were going good, including Black America, was going well, right? Because he sure looked really good out there on the world stage. So if he's representing what's going on in America, that means that at home, that you, me, and everybody else that was Black was doing great while Obama was in office.
You heard what you just said multiple times. Why every good in America? And at the beginning, before I came on, you were speaking about how America. And I'm part of the military community, so I know about what we do and what be going on when we go overseas. So you just got you saying America is good. Just because we good doesn't mean what we have to do to get good. Didn't cause like they caused a lot of bullshit just to make us look good within those years. We did a lot of wrong shit to look good. You know what I'm saying? We did a lot of wrong shit to look good. That's what I'm saying. They make shit look good in the public eye, but it's really grimy. Just like anything else. It's just picture the United States has a big game. They real grimy. To make the shit look pretty, it got to get real ugly. And that's what it happened for years and years and years. That's why I say Obama was just a face. He really couldn't do nothing. They wasn't going to allow him to do nothing. He couldn't do nothing, first of all, because he was the first black face to be up. Like, you know what I'm saying? He couldn't really come out of his comfort zone and do what he wanted to do. He had to do what them people told him he had to do. And it's just like any other sister or brother. They gonna dance. I want you to hip and skip and hop and jerk. Gonna dance, you know. But it's you just gotta look into it. That's just my philosophy. I mean, I don't doubt nobody for what they think on it and their views. That's how I see it, man.
What you gotta understand is I know for a fact that the president does not represent what's going on in the United States. I was speaking from
I would hope not. But
Stop cutting me off, dog. Let me talk. I let you talk. Let me talk. Like I said, I was speaking from the perspective that you were saying that other countries look at us. It doesn't matter how you look at the president of the United States. The president of the United States is not in every city, not in every state, not on every block, not in every hood, not in every situation. So there's no way that the president of the United States could represent what's going on in the United States any more than the Queen of England could represent what's going on in London. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. As far as what Obama did versus what Trump did and all of that, I'll say this. There was a time when I kind of believed that Obama's hands were tied a little bit and he couldn't do certain things because, you know, he wanted to make sure that he paved the way for the next black president to come in and do his thing and all of that. And now all of that sounds good, but I'm going to tell you like this. And I remember when Congress was blocking him and stopping him from doing this and vetoing him and all of that kind of shit. But I'll tell you this. He sure seemed to get things done that he really wanted to get done. He got that health care done. They blocked
nothing
that too.
For us.
Hey, he got that health care bill done. He got it done all the way. So and they tried to block that too. So if he could get around that, something tells me that he could get around some other things too. He sure did get all of those rights done for the LGBTQ. Every last one of them. What, I mean, how did he get that done if they was blocking him all the time? So as much as I might like the man, the truth is the truth. The truth is the truth. He got done what he really wanted to get done. And he used the excuse for all of the shit that he didn't really want to get done. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. I like Barack Obama. I like him a lot. But I'm not going to make excuses for any man, whether he's the president, the first black president, or the second one, depending on how you look at it historically. It doesn't matter. He got done what he wanted to get done. And you know what he got done? He got done the things where the money was coming from. The LGBTQ gave him a lot of money, and he had to get done what they paid him for. There was no way he was getting around it. The same way as Donald Trump was trying to get that wall built. The same way as Donald Trump was did all of those other things with the tax bill. I mean, with the tax bill for the GOP, they paid him for that. There was no way he was going to get away with it. He tried not to build that wall. I don't know if you remember, but he kind of put it on the back burner. Like, yeah, I said that shit to get elected, but I ain't building no wall. I ain't got time for that shit. We ain't got no money for that. And they called him on it like, yo, you got elected on this. Not only did you get elected on that, People put money in your pocket to get that done. Oh, you're going to build that wall? And that's when he had to step up and say, yeah, I guess I got to. I ain't going to really be able to build it because we ain't got the money for that shit. They ain't give me enough money to build the wall. They just gave me enough money to win my campaign. So that's why the wall wasn't going to get built during the time that he was president, because they kept knocking it down. Like, all right, go ahead and build the wall, but you better find some private money to do it, because you ain't getting this taxpayer money. But the tax cut and the Supreme Court justice and the wall, all that shit that he did, things that he could do easily because the money was there. So any politician will get things done policy-wise as long as that's where the money is. Where the money is not, then they not doing nothing but talking a whole lot of shit and making promises and putting off delays and acting like we just couldn't get it done. Man, they said no. Can you believe they said no? Oh, well, I guess we got to go into this other thing. Man, they always fronting.
To throw a little comedy in there, you know, El Chapo was like the Mexican Rosa Parks, huh? Even though they built a wall, he still went underneath.
Listen, El Chapo told Donald Trump from the beginning, I ain't building no damn wall for you, and I ain't giving you no money for it. You want a wall? Build it. Fuck out of here. Donald Trump talking that dumb shit. The wall just got 10 feet higher because of that. El Chapo said, I don't give a fuck. It ain't my bricks. It ain't my mortar. It ain't my gate. It ain't my workers. I ain't got nothing to do with it. You want to send a check over here, though. We get that wall built over the weekend. You know how my people do. So getting to the topic and this whole thing going on with the Ukraine, we're talking about World War III here. That's what we're talking about. So whether black people have sympathy for the Ukraine or not, whether Africans are getting their ass whooped over in Ukraine, Poland, China, we're having Africans and black Americans got discriminated against, hated on, suffered racial attacks and all that shit. Where? But one thing is for sure, none of them have gotten it as bad as we have gotten it right here at home. None of them. Yet we still got people like Kanye West, like, please, please, white America, please. I need my white bitches. I ain't shit without my white bitches.
They still dancing, brother. I'm glad you said that. I agree with you.
Man, fuck that motherfucker, man. He makes me so mad. You know what? Barack Obama might not have represented what was going on in black America, but that motherfucking Kanye West is a pretty good representation. I say that shit. That's what be making me mad. I'm like, yeah, this dude is about his white women and about his white family and about his white worship. You know what I mean? I don't know if you remember a few years ago when he was all hugging on Donald Trump, like, oh no, you like a father to me, you fucking pussy. You know what I mean? But what I hated about it the most is that he was doing what a lot of us do, whether we do it outright or whether we do it on the low. Now, he don't represent what I do or how I feel, but you think there has to be a good reason how come you can never get all of black America on board to hate on Kanye West.
But like you said at the beginning, he's the representative of black folks in America. Like you said it out your own mouth, and you said the president can't be the representative of America.
Wasn't nobody in the United States with even there wasn't another black person in the United States with 1/16th of the power that Barack Obama held. Not even close. How can you be represented when you are all the way up here and nobody under you that looks like you is anywhere near? I can see if he was up here and some of us were here. No!
Now, I get it. You can't represent nothing that you ain't felt. Like, I get what you're saying. But we can't tell. We can't tell. Like I can't tell nobody in China or Russia to be like, okay, yeah, you can't. You're supposed to look at this person to represent us as a whole. Like, they going to pick. They going to, like how you pick. Like, just how me and you are a man. Like, I'm going to pick and choose what I want to follow and what I want to lead under. You know what I'm saying? Become a man. And you your own man as well. You know what I'm saying? So I can't tell you, oh, you need to look at this to represent us, to make it, to get a better outlook on where we come from. You need to look here. Like, and you can't tell me, and I ain't going to be able to tell you that. So that's basically like what we having right now. Like, I you know what I'm saying? Who's representing who? Like, I ain't going to be able to tell you who's representing what. You're going to be able to look up into and look into whoever you're going to look up to. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like now, you know, I can't tell you who to look up to. We can't tell these people overseas who represents us and who not. They see who represents us and who don't.
You know, listen, I don't want to give anybody an out when it comes to this situation, but let me put it like this. If a war was going on over here, forget about a war. Let's say, remember September 11th, 2001, right? So when the planes hit the towers, people were scattering all over the place. Like, yo, hey, we gotta get over this Brooklyn Bridge. We gotta get the fuck on up out of here. I don't think that people was on their racist shit. Like, yo, leave all the niggas here and all the white people can go escape the Queen. I don't think it was like that. I think it was more like anybody in my way that's stopping me from getting away is in the way, and I'm gonna get them out of the way. So whether you black, Hispanic, Asian, Indian, well, Indians are Asian, but whatever the case may be, me and mine, we getting on up out of here. So look, ain't nobody going before me. I look at it more that way. You know, if the bombs start coming over here and we start seeing soldiers over here with different flags on and representing different countries, trust me, you're going to see a different America overnight. Like, oh, shit, wait a minute now.
It's an America nobody has seen because no war has been fought over here.
Exactly. Exactly. So we can post all the videos that we want. We can hear all the stories that we want and all of that. A lot of us have never been overseas and experienced what the cultural environment is like. I've been overseas a couple of times. I've been to Europe a couple of times. I know one thing. In comparison,
in a combat environment, or just like
no, I ain't never been in no military. That's why I said the cultural environment. You don't see the cultural environment when you're in the military. You don't see the cultural environment when you're in the military. You ain't going to be strapped up, you know what I mean, with a magazine across your chest and shit.
No, I thought you did some military time. I thought you did some military time.
Nah, man. That ain't me. You know what I mean? I use my guns on the street. Anyway, what I'm saying is, the times that I've been to Europe, I didn't experience the outright racism that I've experienced here. Now I have to take for granted that I wasn't overseas for no long time. You know, I've only been over there. The longest I was over there was doing my internship, and that was like 5 weeks, something like that. So it wasn't like I was over there a long time in one place or in different places to really see what's going on. No, but what I do know is that Here I am in other countries, and they had a compulsion to learn English. Where here, you don't hear nobody here trying to learn no other language. You're not going to go in no random store shopping and whatever, and they know Spanish or they know a Mandarin. It's not going to happen. But when you go overseas, you're going to find people who know how to speak English. In better numbers than we learn other languages. You know, so there's a difference in the way that they handle diversity in their culture. They're a little bit more inclusive than we are. We think that we're inclusive because we talk that inclusive shit. We make laws to have to include other people. But that's the reason why the laws have to be made. It's because without the laws, we've been violating all crazy. Not us as far as black people, because we don't have no power. We don't have no power. That's why when people be talking about black people can be racist, no, we can be prejudiced. But without power, you can't exercise racism. Yeah, ain't no black people out here that can stop white people from going to their schools or shopping at their stores or moving in their neighborhood. What news stories have you ever heard where black people was like, no white people, no white people? Oh, yeah? Where? It never happened. It never happened. And it's not
going to happen. That's the reason why I'm like, you speaking. Yeah, down here. Yes, right on. I agree with you. Like, we can't, like, I agree with you on that. Like, I don't believe that we have the power to be racist.
We don't.
I mean, anybody can
be. We have the power to be prejudiced. That's right. We can say who we don't like based on what we like or what we know and all that. We can be prejudiced. Anybody can be prejudiced. It means to prejudge. But racism is an action. It's a verb. You have to practice racism. So President Obama was the president of the United States, the most popular black man in the world at the time. And he still could not stop white people from doing shit. That lets you know right there. So maybe you're right. Maybe he did represent America. Maybe he did represent black America. He was powerless.
I'm glad you let that out, brother. I'm really truly glad you let that out.
Hey, look, man. You know, we having this conversation, and the conversation is all good. We don't have to totally agree on everything in order to have a good dialogue. It's not even about all of that, because, you know. As far as I'm concerned, you and I are in search of the truth. We may know some truth, and we may be in search of a little bit more. But there are different versions of the truth. We don't like to we don't like to open our minds and think about that, but there isn't just one truth. There are many different truths. There are different situations, and there are truths in those situations. There's a truth in the way I see something, so that's from my perspective. There's truth in the way that you see things and from your perspective also. It doesn't make one true or false. We have to add in more information. That's how you get the real truth. So the real truth you may never actually find out, but you take what you can get based on the information that you have. So when I see these conscious guys posting these videos about black people, Africans or whatever, you know, being beaten and restricted over in Ukraine, I'm looking at this shit like, you know, black propaganda ain't no better than white propaganda. Because when you have the motivation to make people think one way instead of opening their minds to think in a better way, then you are acting irresponsibly. The Nazis did everything in their power through propaganda, through the media, to make sure that people, that their citizens looked at the Jews like they were bad. Were they totally wrong? No. Were they totally right? No. But what they were doing is making it look like they were totally right, because that's how they were going to get support in order to do their bidding. But that was one man's vision, and he followed through with that based on gaining the empathy and sympathy and support of the rest of the people who felt a little bit like he did, and he increased it to them feeling exactly how he did. But there aren't too many people out there that are going to resist power It's like, yeah, well, listen, in order for us to be totally in charge and to live well, we got to get rid of all these people. Now, you might not agree that we got to get rid of all those people, because your divine, your feelings of divinity might say, like, that ain't right. God is not going to look upon me favorably in my day of judgment if I kill all of these people. But one thing you will agree with.
It sound like you're describing, brother. I think this already happened before, tried to happen before.
Well, it's happened in many different forms. But what I was getting at was
big fact. Big fact.
One thing that you won't have a problem of convincing people to do is make themselves number one. You ain't gonna have a whole lot of problem with that, except for Black Americans. Because we seem to have a real big problem putting ourselves first, no matter the fuck.
Ooh, bro. Ooh, you speaking now, bro. Bro, in your bag now. You in your bag now. You're getting deeper.
It ain't hard to tell, man. It ain't hard to tell. We never put our struggle first. We never do it. We just don't. We will get involved. We will abandon our struggle in the drop of a hat and be like, yo, we need to help those gay people down south. We're like, nigga, what?
Get in that bag.
Oh, you know what? We need to send some money overseas to this person and that person and all of that. Meanwhile, your next door neighbor either can't buy books to go to college, so they got to come home, you know, take a semester off, or you know damn well that they don't have enough food stamps for the month. You know, that kind of shit. Like, I've always said, I'm not putting nothing in front of the Black struggle first. I'm going to finish this one. I'll never be able to finish it on my own, but it won't be because of lack of effort. Everybody else, they got to take care of themselves. Nobody takes care of us. So, as far as I'm concerned, if nobody takes care of us, and we can, and our condition increases to weaken, then we're either misguided or we're not getting involved enough. And I think it might be a combination of the two. So, nah, nothing comes before the Black struggle, and I mean the Black American struggle. I'm sorry. Everybody else can feel the way they feel, but we don't even have a country of our own. We got to call ourselves Black Americans. What kind of shit is that? Jamaicans don't have
in
to call
your
themselves.
Bag. You in that bag deep, man.
Listen,
your elbow in it.
But Jamaicans don't have to call themselves Black Jamaicans. It don't work that way. Everybody else has a sense of nationalism. We don't have that shit. And this is our fucking shit. We built this shit. We was here. When they got here, we still here. We built the shit that they wanted built here, and we still have to have a hyphen on our name. The fuck out of here. You think I'm sending money overseas, you know, that where I could take care of a child for the price of a cup of coffee? Fuck out of here. I'm going to take care of Raheem next door. You know what I'm saying? It's going to cost a lot more than a cup of coffee, but fuck it. Shit. But I don't see nothing wrong with Black Americans having feeling some kind of way about another country being bombed. We've always had a sense of compassion. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Like some of our leaders, they so misguided. And their agenda is so fixed on one thing and shit that they telling us that we can't feel nothing for nobody else? Nah, man. If anything, tell them, like, listen, keep your money in your pocket. But just remember that what you see happening to somebody else has already happened to you, and it'll happen again. So pay attention, my friend. Shit. You a Black person, you a Black man, woman, a child, and you feel some kind of way about what's going over in going on over in Ukraine, I don't blame you. Because if they'll do that shit to their own, well, you already know what the fuck they've been doing to you. You think they ain't going to turn up on your ass? Shit.
You in that bag, brother. Hey, man, I thank you for having me up, brother. It's always a good time coming. And thank you for allowing me to use your panel to express my feelings and my views and points on things. And I respect yours as well. And thank you for having a conversation with me, man.
Without a doubt, man, love is love. Love is love, baby. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Always do. Always will.
Appreciate it, man.
Good looking. So, yeah, man. Shit is real out here. It is. Shit is real out here. This topic really threw me for a loop. I didn't know. Just when I thought I had the black struggle all figured out. And I find out, like, damn, there's another pocket that we haven't explored. I didn't know. Who knew? Who knew that we had time? Listen, I see Emily up there talking about Emily and Benny over there talking about gas prices. Like, yeah, I filled up last week. And I'm scared of what it's going to be tomorrow or this week. I'm like, damn. I might not be able to do it this week. All right, I'm going to be able to do it, but it's going to hurt. You know? But in politics, man, don't nothing move but the money. And as soon as the money gets right, the United States is going to be over there with our soldiers. As soon as the money gets right, trust and believe, brothers. Trust and believe, sisters. Let me see what y'all talking about over here. I ain't have a chance to really read y'all comments. Let me see. Okay, zip, 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 zip. Hold on. Okay, TK Wright says, yes, the slave trade happened, but white people did not transport as many Africans as they claimed. Some Africans were already here. Yeah. Scott Miles says, no election was stolen. Presidents were chosen. I hear you. No election. Okay. He also says, it could be true because the planets were all connected at one point. Oh yeah, you mean the countries. All of the countries were connected at one point. Okay. I guess he was talking about when I said that we're not indigenous to every land. Okay. Scott Miles says, but when it separated, the Asian walked over into the Americas. Well, what's interesting about Asia and Africa, at least Asia has held its original name from the beginning. Asia has never been called anything else except for Asia. Africa? That's named after some Africanist. Let me just put it this way. Africa is not named Africa. America, no more than America is named, is indigenously or originally named America. You know, Europeans named that shit. So, the countries on or in the continent of Africa have always identified themselves by that country. So Sudanians, they consider themselves to be Sudanians. Somalians, same thing. Ethiopians, same thing. And these are all ancient countries. All ancient, you know. So we don't know what Africa looked like, you know, before Pangea. We don't know. And Pangea is when all the countries were joined together and then they broke apart through evolution. But there's a lot to this. But the same ways, you're never going to be able to stop interracial dating or interracial marriage and nothing. You're never going to be able to stop that shit, not in the United States. I mean, the truth of the matter is, besides me and mine, black men love white pussy. It's status for them. You ain't going to be able to stop the rock. So how you going to not be able to stop black men from chasing white pussy, but you think you're going to be able to stop black people from feeling some kind of way about Europeans? So when Megan, the actress the half black whatever actress that married Prince, what's his name? Niggas was going crazy over here. Talking about, yeah, we taking over the royal. The thing, you know, the place, the palace, the Buckingham Palace. Yeah, we taking over Buckingham Palace. Like, y'all dumb motherfuckers. God damn. Dumb motherfuckers. I mean, but the bottom line is, if you can't stop black lust, how you think you gonna stop black love? If you can't stop black lust, how are you going to stop black love? How? If you can't stop the black man from lusting, how are you going to stop the black man from loving? You can't do it. My man Sean Clay says that's actually theory, not facts. Yeah, okay. I know what part of what I was talking about is facts. We'll keep that between me and you. Like I said, if you can't stop black people from lusting, how you gonna stop black people from loving? How you gonna do it? How you gonna do it? Because I ain't seen it. All I've ever seen is black people over here looking for validation and love from the white man, the same ones that been beating your ass. Past, present, today, later on today, right now. And y'all still make excuses for Kanye. Now, Kanye, that's saying, you know, it's just, you know, it ain't even about Kim. It ain't about Kim and nobody else. It's just about, you know, he trying to look out for his kids. Get the fuck out of here. I bet you if those were little nigga kids, he wouldn't be fighting like that. Yeah. Yeah, I better stop tripping, right? I bet you if those were little nigga kids, Kanye would not be fighting like that. The only black man I ever saw cry like that or bitch like that over his kids, that was Tyrese. Tyrese, the only black man ever. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm about the countries connecting. Well, if you look at it, they fit. They fit. You a flat earther? You find out you a flat earther. You know, you got new flat earthers popping up all the time. But I got one thing that will blow a hole in all the flat earth theory, even though they say it don't. There's one thing that flat earthers can't explain. You know what it is? Night and day. If the earth was flat, then the sun would be directly over it on all sides. So how do you explain how it's daytime here and over in Asia right now is nighttime? How do you explain that, flat earthers? But I'm sure they'll come up with a way. I mean, they thought about all of these things, right? Yeah. One thing that I don't think I ain't going to say that it can't be denied, because we can find a way to deny anything. But one thing I think I'm sure of is that the black man is the original man. The other thing I'm sure of is that that don't mean shit today. Because unfortunately, it ain't how you start. It's kind of how you finish. You know what I mean? You know, I might sound negative to some people, but it is. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. And right now, we ain't finishing very strong. Like we down on points And I don't know what quarter we in, but all I know is, man, I hope we got the right coach and the right players, because I don't know if we're going to be able to catch up after halftime, whenever that might be.
Listen, Greg,
we about to get out of here soon. I'm not even sure if I covered this topic the way I wanted to. Yeah, it is what it is. I didn't know that black people found another way and another reason to separate from each other. Now it's like, man, fuck Ukraine. I'm like, don't you mean fuck Jay-Z? Oh, I'm sorry, that was not. Okay, well, listen. I'm going to deal with the enemy that's in front of me. I'm going to deal with that, because I don't really have time for the other ones, because I can't reach them. And they haven't reached me either. If I can't reach you, you can't reach me, then we're separate enemies, and that means nobody is doing nothing. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs, and then we're going to get on up out of here. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 27th, almost the last day, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Nnamdi Vile. Yeah, Nnamdi Vile, Ahem Mifuna, turning 56 years old today, and also Jasmine Polk, turning 40 years old today, and Sandy Crump, turning 54 years old today, and Gabriel Thomas, turning 33 years old today, and Tanya Parham, turning 47 years old today, and last but not least, my girl Dawn D. Stoops Crawford. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. February 27th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. I don't know where this road is gonna lead to, all I know that if they keep dropping them bombs and shooting and tearing up shit over in Ukraine, we're gonna have to get involved too for World War III. And that's all I really know. So love it or hate it, if Ukraine starts losing, the United States is going to get involved, and then it's going to be World War III. I don't know how comfortable y'all are with that, but I'm not comfortable with it at all. This is not a good look. It's bad, real bad, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, black people that are sympathetic to the Ukrainians, okay, you know, that's your choice. And those who aren't, stop hating. You know what I mean? It ain't going to change nothing. I have no problems with you bringing forth the knowledge. You know what I mean? Just have a productive agenda for a change. You know, like, let's do something. Let's see here. Let's do something. Shout out to the flat earthers. All right, Doug. Let's get on up out of here, man. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for a Daily Go Get 'Emism show. Yo, man, y'all have a great day today. No exceptions. Make sure that y'all hit that like button before y'all go. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This has been another installment of the Daily, of the Urban. I hope that y'all enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. So with that being said, let me get Blog Talk on up out of here. I holler back, baby. Yes, I go bye-bye.